Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 26. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, Nate, how are you?
We're good. I'm good.
Can't speak. Oh, you're speaking for me
now? I'm speaking for me, yeah. Speaking from Nate's perspective.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm very great.
I'm giving him the hand. Nate, how are you? I'm not going to speak for him. Good. We're all good.
We're all good.
We're good.
Good.
Good things.
Hope the creepers are good out there. They're good. They're all good.
Everything's everything.
Everything. Yeah.
We're all good.
Write that down. Everything is.
We're all singing Kumbaya.
How are we?
Cleveland rocks. Why not Nate, right?
Okay. Well, there you go, creepies. So we got, what, middle-aged mini number 26?
26, yeah. I think we are climbing that mountain, aren't we?
And then after that, 27.
Yeah.
I see a sequence.
If we go by mathematics.
There is a pattern there.
Simple math.
So let's just dive into this here, Sean.
What do we do in the middle-aged minis?
Who are we going to talk about?
I want to confuse anybody. But our topic of discussion is on Nikola Tesla, and I'm going to go ahead and credit myself. Because
love the cars.
Love the cars. Well, Elon Musk.
I like the SUVs. The doors go up, the goal wins.
This is fair that Elon Musk, yes, he's an innovator, right? Speaking of which, I want to talk about him. He definitely is attributed and connected with Tesla. That's why the Tesla car is named after Nikola Tesla. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to preface some of this stuff. I'll get a quick little foundation about Nikola Tesla. Most people probably have not heard of Nikola Tesla. They've only heard of the car Tesla is what they think of. But I think that Nikola Tesla is one of the most undervalued historical scientific minds out there.
I like his band.
We're going to talk about. Do you like Tesla the band?
Oh yeah,
also
they're awesome.
A good band. People know about Tesla from that too.
What's that song, Nate?
Which
Love
one?
Will Find a Way. Is that Tesla?
Love song.
Love will find a way. That is Tesla.
Yeah, that's Tesla. Love song.
Yeah.
Wow. And then Edison's Medicine.
This is
modern day cowboy.
Mm-hmm. This all connects.
Little Susie.
Man. Find them on Facebook. They play a lot of their concerts. They do
good, again. It's all an homage to Nikola Tesla.
Oh, back to Nikola Tesla.
It is. It really is. Though.
And I heard that they own Teslas. The band. They arrive to the shows
with a big thick mustache and grease down here. He he lived. Oh my gosh, July 10th. What does it say? I don't know. 1856 to January 7th, 1943.
Ooh, in the middle of World War II.
He was a Serbian-American inventor, electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, and futurist. That's what I like him for, is a futurist. Best known for his contributions to the design of modern alternating current, AC, electrical supply system. Yes. I like the fact that he was deemed, this is my favorite thing to call him, is the master of light. Mm-hmm. He was the master of light. He
gets no credit, though.
He gets very little credit, let's be honest. And I don't know why scientists have pushed him so far. I think we're going to get into a few reasons why, probably. But he is also deemed somewhat of a mad scientist in that he's gotten that rap. So, like I said, he's left largely out of the history books. He may or may not have had, he did. He had a pigeon fetish, especially at the end of his days.
That's just weird.
So we're, yeah, isn't it? It's a weird little thing to say about
some
him.
Some people have foot fetishes. Some have pigeon fetishes. Some have pigeon foot fetishes.
This is all. I have to, if we're going to start with the
poor
pigeons,
Sean.
We're going to start with the pigeons, Tesla's acquaintances found his passion for pigeons puzzling because the inventor was a well-known germaphobe. So why not love
pigeons?
Yeah,
they're like the dirtiest creature on the face of the earth.
Tesla never married.
Bird flu.
But he admitted to falling in love with a very special white pigeon that visited him regularly. He reportedly said, "I love that pigeon as any man loves a woman, and she loved me. Darn it."
Wow, that's odd.
a little.
I don't know if I can say the same.
He suffered.
I think it'd be cool that the same bird would come and visit me.
Pretty
but
bird.
I don't think I would fall in love with it like a woman.
He suffered from an obsessive compulsive syndrome, which shattered his reputation. Man, yeah. So that's kind of where he had his downfall. He handed round objects, jewelry, as well as to touch someone's hair.
Hair, yeah.
So we should probably just stop this right now. Tesla had an enormous focus on work. He claimed only 2 hours of sleep were enough for him. So he didn't hardly ever sleep.
And that's not good.
Yeah, that can mess with you.
He was a bit of a workaholic, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's your, go ahead.
Remind me of the name of the gentleman that we talked about in Miami. Who or was
Coral Castle?
Coral Castle.
Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see these?
Castle.
Yeah. Can you see these two guys talking?
I do think that there's quite the.
We need to stack the stones. Yeah, but you need to put electricity in them.
I'll do the wiring. Okay. Maybe like subcontract. Yeah, can you see that conversation? Oh my gosh.
I want to start this with a little bit of.
There'd be no talking. They'd just communicate telepathically.
He was the author of more than 700.
He would do zapping, and then Eddie would be like chiseling, and then they what? No, I didn't.
I think it's a good thing that those two didn't meet, honestly. But think about it.
Kind of like Nate and I right
yeah.
now.
How many? See, between the three of us, how many patents do we have? Like zero, right?
Yes, true.
He had more than 700 patents and innovations.
Tesla did?
Mm-hmm.
Dang on.
I don't have time to read all 700.
This is a mini.
Here's a few.
It doesn't mean that they're all successful, though.
Right. This is true. The or credited to him, right?
Yeah.
The Tesla coil, a transformer which produced high voltage AC electricity, and the other obviously is DC, and AC was a and Nate can speak more intelligibly on this than I could ever, but DC is like he deals with it all the time.
No, very.
Or are we thinking AC/DC? Is that what you're
No, I'm not an electrician by any AC, means. I just know a little bit.
What little bit I know about it is obviously AC is there's less chances for disturbances in the electrical current.
Yeah.
And less chances for hazard, you know, fires and things like that, right?
You have two power legs and they alternate current.
Mm-hmm. So it's more efficient than DC.
Mm.
Right, didn't it? I mean,
I guess it is more efficient.
Again, I'm no electrician.
I think you can push higher voltages easier. But it's less deadly to a certain extent that it turns on and off. So if you do touch it, you can let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like a true like electric fence or something like that, high voltage, if you touch it with your palm side of your hand
kind
of
sticks
can or grab a hold grips, of it. And you can't get let go of it,
right?
Because
it's direct current, so it's DC.
What we use now, obviously, is still AC. Like this is what powers the house, but something like a flashlight, DC is
okay. Batteries so little, are direct current.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so like that cars.
So we still use DC, obviously.
That's why, like on cars, it's 12 volt DC.
Mm-hmm. So the first hydroelectric power plant at Niagara Falls. A fluorescent light bulb, so the neon fluorescent bulbs was first his. A magnifying transmitter, which he could use light bulbs half a mile away. That's pretty intense.
Now, is the Tesla coils, those are the two balls up in there that shoot lightning between them and all that kind of stuff?
And he could stand between them and make it look like he was magically
now,
controlling it.
Like Frankenstein?
Cool little fact, if you love music... rock music and Christmas music. There's a band which a lot of they're pretty popular. Most people know who they are. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
The past few times I've seen them, they have a Tesla ball in the back of the
and they do
behind the sound ball
like a
sound
light
booth.
Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not it's set up to hit a certain chord.
Oh.
So as they're playing the song and using that, it plays the chords with the band.
That's cool.
But it's electrical sound.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And Tesla's up in heaven somewhere smiling.
Right? Like, dancing.
I did it. That's awesome.
Dun,
he's
dun,
like,
dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my life's
and
work.
And it does. And it goes. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. It's, that's cool. Oh, it's crazy. Electrical.
Yeah.
That might
be the song they play. Oddly enough.
It's an homage to Tesla, right? He had also the first X-ray image. He actually took a picture of his hand. There's still an X-ray picture of his hand out there. The radio, but the papers were lost in the fire. Yeah, so there's a historical debate about who was the first two to develop the radio. But
I see. Yes, says radio. You're got that list.
Marconi.
Radio
Marconi is actually. It's a long story. We would have to do a full to really get into all that. But he was the one working on the radio. Just didn't get the patent fast enough and all that good stuff. We're gonna end it there.
That was 1898.
Isn't that crazy?
I tapped on radio control and it said Tesla demonstrated a radio controlled boat, U.S. patent, method of apparatus for controlling mechanism of moving vehicle 1898.
And people thought that he was using magic, but he was using the first remote control. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
That is cool.
See, I like it. The Tesla turbine, his favorite invention with 98% efficiency, intended for renewable sources of energy such as fluids, but still not commercially used. The induction motor for vacuums and blow dryers. The radio-controlled boat, like you talked about, so he could steer with the radio signals. He researched the field of radar as well. He could speak 8 languages, Serbo-Croatian, Czech, German, Hungarian, French, English, Italian, Latin. Tesla was a futurist who envisioned many devices nearly 100 years before they were made. He predicted smartphones in 1926. He talked about, it says, when wireless is perfected and applied, the whole earth will be converted into a huge brain, which in fact it is. All things being particles of a real and rhythmic whole, we shall be able to communicate with one another instantly, irrespective of distance. Not only this, but through television and telephony. We shall see and hear one another as perfectly as they were face to face, despite intervening distances of thousands of miles, and the instruments through which we shall be able to do this will amazingly simply compared with only our telephone. A man will be able to carry one in his vest pocket. So he saw the cell phone before.
Lucky guess.
Oh, here we are.
Lucky guess, Tesla. Way to go. So he was seen as odd. We kind of already covered. We started off out of the gate
with
him. What
year? Did you just say like what year he predicted that?
1926.
Wow.
So almost 100
years
ago.
And if you would have told me in 1986 that I'd be able to do all the stuff I am, I'd be like, get out of here. Mm-hmm. You're crazy. And he did it. Yeah, 1926.
So I was thinking about, like, I was actually listening to, I have listened to, but even before studying and thinking about this kind of stuff, to do this for this many, I was just thinking about how odd he is, right? But if you think about it, let's think about the scientists. I'm going to come up with some top ones.
They're all, yeah.
Einstein, do you think odd? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Isaac Newton. Let me tell you, if you don't know much about Isaac Newton, he was a recluse, very, very odd. He lived through the bubonic plague. We talked about that, or one of the plagues anyway. He used to shoot needles in his eyes for experiments on prisms. Odd guy, but he is the father of modern physics. And I'm going to even start with somebody that's here today. Again, all due respect, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
A bit odd. He's very intelligent. He's fun to listen to. A bit odd. Again, as well-known scientist. Leonardo da Vinci, inventor and scientist, also futurist. And Elon Musk. Let's pick on another person who's, you know, he's also a bit of a futurist, right? But he's an inventor and a big thinker and all that kind of stuff. But they're just, you know, God bless them. They're odd, you know, but they say...
It's like anybody. Like, look at the, you know, musicians and actors. Those people, they're creators, they're creative. They're odd.
Yeah.
Most of them are odd. I mean,
they just are, right?
If you get the chance to hang out with one of them, and it's just, you're just not, like, wow, they're different.
Yeah, that's why.
They're cut from a different cloth, definitely.
Or an artist. Like, yeah. I mean, I know we just mentioned artists, but I mean like an actual art, like painters. That's part of their brand. I don't know.
They look at the world completely different of how you perceive it.
And a lot of them are recluse, or they're not. Yeah. They're awkward and not very social.
I mean, to all, you know, respect to them. I mean, it, you know,
no, I happen
nothing
to be
against
a,
them.
I happen to be a genius and a creator, and I'm not. I'm very personable.
But we
awkward.
Know that about you.
You got it together. Well,
but I'm just the rarity. I'm just a rarity.
No, they say that he didn't have to write anything down. Didn't have to, like, he could just see it all in his head, and he didn't know how to translate that to a regular human being. So they say he was a bit of a... it was almost like he was a presence. You know what I mean? They say that he was, if you think about it, is like a higher being of existence. And who knows? We didn't get to know him. But like Einstein revered him. Mm-hmm. You know, he actually, when he was at his pinnacle and most popular and actually making money, he was in all the big circles. You know, like they revered him for a time being. But he made enough. They said he could be very pompous too, and he very, you know, full of himself, and you know, he was hard to train. It was hard to translate Tesla's intellect to just the basic, you know, human level of intelligence.
Yeah,
and
makes sense.
And again, he just thought higher than the rest of us, and that's just the way it was. But he did, again, was a bit odd. It said Tesla had a thing about the number 3.
Nice.
Tesla detested pearls. I don't know why.
Well, yeah.
He was celibate, which was interesting because there are other great minds throughout history that you know, say that being celibate is it increases
the key
to intelligence. He lived in a hotel room, which is the last 10 years of his life. Yeah, I'm not willing to go down that road at all. But he lived in a hotel room, which he did the last 10 years of his life. Poor thing. He lived in a hotel room the last 10 years.
Really?
At the New Yorker. Yes. I'll tell you a little bit about that.
He was tired of cleaning his house.
Yeah. It was actually... it was also
a vacuum. He'd been in there, right?
He had an old friend of him from Westinghouse that actually paid for his rent for the last 10 years of his life.
Oh, like the Westinghouse TV? Like,
and I think he only ate crackers and water and like bread. Like he lived on hardly anything. He looked skinny and awful when he was... He looked insane, let's be honest, and I think he was a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, probably at that time of his life, he finally lost it.
Yeah. He was unusually fond of pigeons, which we talked about.
As far as I'm going.
One thing that I'm surprised by, and I don't completely understand, is he believed in eugenics. Mm. So that's a little surprise about him.
Yeah.
He also claimed to have invented the death ray, which we talked about as being very interesting. It's interesting, because... There is in 2014, there's an Israeli-based company that came out in Singapore, and they had beam weapon technology. And people said, that's interesting, because that sure looks like Tesla-like technology that Tesla would tote about these death ray ideas. And he would talk about beam technology, about how, you know, we don't need bullets, we don't need things, you know, we can kill each other, you know, with energy beams if we need to, you know what I mean? And again... That's not normally what you think about with Tesla, because Tesla seemed to be more about, I mean, his big thing, what I remember him for and what I think about is free energy, you know, him bringing, he really wanted to, he had those towers, the towers you're talking about. He had those towers and he was building and working on the technology to have free energy. Well, the problem is some people we've talked about, let's talk about one of them. JP Morgan was one of his financiers.
Interesting.
And he came into contention with him. JP Morgan put his money behind Thomas Edison. And really, Thomas Edison was a businessman. Tesla was not. Tesla was an idea man. He was not somebody that could communicate enough to say, he never protected his ideas. He thought, you know, he was all about, like we talk about free information right now and the Freedom of Information Act, those kind of things. He was way ahead of those. He thought, yeah, this should all be shared. We should take, you know, this. I don't need to make money off of it.
He didn't want to capitalize on it.
He really
or
didn't.
Or protect it for his own gain.
The most important, that tower that he made was Wardenclyffe Tower, and that was in New York. That was his laboratory, and that was where he was trying to his Tesla coil. And
or
he
laboratory.
His laboratory. It unfortunately burned down. How did it do that? Who knows? I blame Thomas.
We really don't know.
Thomas Edison. We don't. It was mysterious. So a lot of his information, his research papers and all that kind of stuff, and that laboratory was burned down.
Oh, man.
He moved out to, well, what happened is, like I said, he lost favor with J.P. Morgan. Thomas Edison basically was trying to, Thomas Edison wanted to take over his stuff and move forward and capitalize on it. He didn't, and, you know, get Tesla out of the game. So he was, in my opinion, and I, you know, everybody has their own feelings historically, but Thomas Edison, again, was somebody, he was a businessman. He wasn't really he took ideas. And he ran with them and he made money out of them is what he did. And so Westinghouse was somebody that was in direct competition with Thomas Edison and J.P. Morgan. And Westinghouse was very successful and they were trying to do their own thing with electricity. And they ended up becoming indebted and they were going to go completely bankrupt. And Tesla had a contract with them. Right. And if Tesla would have stuck with his contract, he could have been one of the richest men on the planet. And Westinghouse came to him and said, I'm going to go bankrupt here. So if we don't do something, this is all, you know, basically we're done. And so Nikola Tesla took the contract and ripped it up and said, OK, I'm done. You don't owe me anything. And so he paid him a couple $100,000. I want to say $250,000 to get him out of that contract and went on to become very successful. And he never forgot that. He actually still stayed friends with Tesla, and that's why he paid the last 10 years of Tesla's life for him to live in the New Yorker apartment as an old man. So even, like I said, even though he was kind of going into insanity, but he also was somebody that
exactly. Water and crackers.
I know. Yeah. He thought he was going in. He was communicating with Mars at one point, right? Remember the Mars thing? He did believe that. Maybe he was. Yeah. He also felt like he was, communicating. I think he just felt like he was a higher level being, you know, and maybe he was, maybe it was psychological derangement. I don't know. But
he went out to Colorado to try to do the Wardenclyffe Tower kind of idea again. That wasn't successful. They couldn't get enough money to do that. That tower, you know, he really wanted to push this free energy, but they say the powers that be were like, no, we're going to make money off of energy. Hello.
Yeah.
You're not doing this. So they say that if we would have followed down the Tesla road instead of the Edison road, JP Morgan and all that, we could be in a completely different place, mm-hmm. potentially. Who knows? You hate to should on yourself, but would have, could have, should have, didn't. But like I said, and they say maybe he was driven a little bit nuts. So, the other thing is interesting, the New York, in that New Yorker hotel, before he died, he was visited by some of his neighbors, said that there were a couple strange men in dark suits that came to see him.
Men in black.
Exactly. And then shortly thereafter, he was found dead in his apartment. He also had,
they got him with the little flashy thing.
The little flashy thingy. he also had,
I'll remember,
there's some reports that he had his files in this New York apartment. So when they came in and they investigated, they found all these, oh my gosh, all his scientific papers and all the things he had collected and still had it over the years. There were supposedly, this is conspiratorial, missing boxes. And they were like, what happened to those boxes? Well, they think that some of the technology that we see or have seen, you know, like these beam weapon technology, like, that's what happened to it, you know. But they also say that there is there is technology that he probably knew about or reported on or had papers on that potentially are still in unknown hands.
Yeah.
Those are all conspiracy theories and theories, but I think they're
plausible.
Fascinating anyway.
Mm-hmm. I agree. This guy, yeah, he was busy.
Yeah.
He was busy.
And we found out before,
very busy.
Some of the quotes I gave, he had, if you read his quotes and some of his ideas, they are his intellect was dizzying, to say the least.
Right.
But it's very basic, too. I mean, he had a great belief, I think, in humanity, and he also believed in sharing of knowledge, sharing of energy, and taking care of each other and the planet. And to me, like I said, goes a little bit both ways. There's some gray areas with him. There's some oddities, definitely, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, he was a pretty good guy.
Yeah. I mean, didn't sound like he was in a whole lot of nonsense or
right.
doing things that were, illegal. Or
there was they say,
hurting anybody.
In one of the things they say, there's 300 patents still attributed to Tesla. But like I said, in all fairness, there's more like 700. So that's kind of rough. That 300 still sounds, if somebody said, hey, you have 300 patents in your name, I'd be pretty impressed with myself. But 700's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it said issued to Tesla in 26 countries.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. He's a wild cat. I mean, he really is. The war, they called that with him and Edison, the war of the currents. Isn't that funny?
They said
AC did win.
Yeah, many of the
Niccolo lost, but
United States.
Yeah,
cool. Britain and Canada.
It says that what happened with him and what really drove him to obscurity is free energy. Free energy is the heart of Tesla conspiracies and features most of the far-flung conspiracy theories. As the theory goes, the powers that be are opposed to his free energy, and they opposed it at all costs. A free energy world would empower the individual instead of, quote-unquote, the powers that be. So here we go.
Here's Mike. Oh, go ahead, Nate.
Oh, it sort of reminds me of I'm not sure names and dates and all that kind of stuff, but someone invented a hydrogen motor,
mm-hmm.
which would just run off of air, more or less, converting the hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the conspiracy that people say is like one of the big engine automotive companies bought the patent and everything for mm-hmm. it, locked it away.
Right.
Because they don't want it out, because it's free power, free running.
I've heard
motors.
That too. Yeah, I know.
I don't know how much truth is to it, but I mean, I've always heard that story.
Yeah, it's like
sort of the same thing with Tesla. Mm-hmm. You know,
it says Tesla is said to have discovered free energy, but his works were suppressed during his lifetime and stolen after his death. And again, I've heard those too. You know, where it's just there's that Wardenclyffe Tower, the Tesla Tower.
Mm-hmm. Let me see that.
I mean, it's huge.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
But yeah, it's.
But I mean, if you're in competition with someone that comes out with a better idea than what you have right now, but that's
or just
your,
has a
that's
better
your livelihood, and you got the means to buy it from them and lock it away.
Yeah, you can do that
to protect
you
yourself,
suppress
and
it.
Your industry. I mean, yeah, it's sort of bad that you know society and its as a whole is losing that technology and that ability to utilize that new technology. But yeah, I mean, they're in the business of making money. So
do you know who one of his friends were during his life?
No.
Mark Twain.
Oh,
Mark Twain and Nikola Tesla would hang out.
Man, he was hobnobbing with all the
elbows. Like he's the guy in the middle there. See how little he looked and how frail.
Oh yeah.
Well, they said at one time, he wasn't very nice to heavy people.
He was almost transparent himself.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
You did not know that.
I did not.
Yeah, he.
Everybody was heavy compared to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look fat to him. So. Yeah, crazy. I was reading about like his habits and stuff. These type of people, like I remember Mike Myers, the actor, comedian. Mm-hmm. You know, he said he gets he averages four hours of sleep a night. He said because if he sleeps anymore, he feels like he's
wasting time,
not creating.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, so when him getting about 2 hours, I'm like, holy cow. It said he worked every day from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. or later with a dinner at exactly 8:10 p.m. I mean, all these little weird things about
quirky.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He walked every day between 8 and 10 miles a day. He curled his toes 100 times for each foot every night, saying that it stimulated his brain cells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a...
So maybe I should start curling my toes.
Maybe.
Definitely obsessive compulsive.
Just odd.
An interesting thing, and it's also a conspiracy, but the New Yorker Hotel at that time was one of the most technologically advanced in its time, and they think that's a reason he was there, for one reason. And some people think that he was trying to use that as a power station as well, because the other two towers hadn't worked. That the New Yorker says, we believe that Tesla chose to live here because of that. The New Yorker Hotel was one of the most technologically advanced buildings in the world, and it was very likely that Tesla often visited the hotel's giant power plant 70 feet below ground, which has been designated a milestone in engineering by the IEEE. Many guests from around the world request rooms 3327 and 3328, hoping they may feel a spark of Tesla's presence during their stay.
So I was going to ask you of all this.
Was that his last power station?
Yeah, ooh. True. Well, any paranormal, anything that people like, oh, yeah, he haunts the New Yorker. He haunts his old home. I mean, I didn't see any of that.
But
haunting type stuff with this guy.
I imagine the New Yorker, because it has so much history anyway, I can almost guarantee you that those stories are out there. I looked for some of the haunting type stuff. I don't know.
And I did too, just because. Yeah, that's what we do.
He became energy,
by
the way.
I didn't find anything.
That's why he's the master of light, because he became light itself.
So you didn't find anything else or anything about that, Nate? Because that's why I was really interested, too. Not just, I mean, his life is fascinating, what he invented and supposedly invented.
I have a list of people he killed with the death ray.
Stormtroopers?
Story, exactly.
Lightsaber. I was just wondering, if you know, some people, seen him haunt the rooms or the hallways or his old house, because they showed a picture of his old house and it's kind of
you'd think or his laboratories, right? Probably where he would be, not sleeping, right?
You would think that somebody like that, so eccentric and who he was, what he did, you'd think there'd be something, some type of sighting or presence. I don't know. Very, very interesting guy, needless to say. Real quick, I was looking at this too. It said he said in an interview with newspaper editor Arthur Brisbane, Tesla said that he did not believe in telepathy, stating, "Suppose I made up my mind to murder you," he said. "In a second, you would know it. Now, isn't that wonderful?" By what process does the mind get at all this? In the same interview, Tesla said he believed that all fundamental laws could be reduced to one. Anyway, that's just interesting. I just find all that.
As high level as he was, he brought it down to the basics, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, with all that, all the stuff that he's got going in his head. Yeah.
It probably would have made our heads explode, let's be honest, right?
Oh my gosh. Trying to put a lineup together for 5th and 6th grade boys is hard for me.
2 days after he was found deceased, the Federal Bureau of Investigation ordered the alien property custodian to seize Tesla's belongings.
Yeah, exactly. They needed that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Was there alien that you were saying that he believed, or people believe that he was kind of a higher being?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, obviously he was as a human. But I'm just saying, was
I'm not sure he ever had, sat down and had a conversation with him about that, but that's what I think the perception was, yeah.
Right. Well, and like you said, heck, people thought he was using magic when he was just using remote control.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, you know.
He probably thought it was funny, right?
Oh, yeah. He's like, check this out. No, I was just, yeah. And like, I don't know how to ask it. Like, aliens, was he into the communication with them, or thought there was aliens? Or
there are stories about it, yeah. That he,
or that type of life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a different guy. But yeah, like I said, finding ghost stories about him is just is challenging at best.
Man. Yeah, he lived to be old.
He did. He was an old man.
Age 81, claimed in a letter to have completed a dynamic theory of gravity.
They say that a lot of his feelings on gravity and energy, they say that people poo-pooed his ideas. Mm-hmm. But even you think, well, Einstein said the same kind of things later, and nobody said,
yeah, they
that's
were all
crazy
on board, right?
But Tesla, they really
wonder what it was. I wonder what.
Maybe he should have just been more likable, right? No.
Well, but then you said. Yeah,
he like I said. Yeah,
I mean, he was odd, but
Mark Twain.
There's a lot of people.
Mark Twain also was
likable.
Mark Twain was a highly intelligent person, funny, quirky, and had his own.
Maybe he was just so straight, serious that it's hard to. Yeah, maybe he gave off that persona. I don't know.
Arrogant vibe is probably the root of that. I don't know. But like I said, he's just always been such an interesting historical figure for me.
I've heard of him for the last 20 years. I knew nothing about him.
Had
really.
Me at death ray.
Yeah.
I knew the.
Kill you with a glare.
Yeah, I knew. I've looked into him before. I can't remember.
Really?
I might have done a school report on him or something like that. Right. So I knew about the Tesla coils. I knew that he came up with AC current and the light bulb and he was just pushed out. You know, you think of the light bulb, and the first thing you think of is Edison. You know, he was just pushed under the rug, and other people took the glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what'd you say, Sean, at the beginning? He's kind of just overlooked, underrated.
I guess he was fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't seem like he tried to fight back or try to
sue anybody or
lay claim to anything.
Right. True.
He had that, like we mentioned earlier, the philosophy of, you know, this should be free public information.
Right. He's like, no, it's my idea. I better, you know, I'm going to sue you for using my, you know, making money off of what I came up with. Right.
There was Nikola Tesla's letter to the Red Cross, New York City, Christmas 1900. The retrospect is glorious, the prospect inspiring. Much might be said of both, but one idea dominates my mind. This, my best, my dearest, is for your noble cause. I have observed electrical actions which have appeared inexplicable, faint and uncertain though they were. They have given me a deep conviction and foreknowledge that are long all human beings on this globe as one will turn their eyes to the firmament above, which with feelings of love and reverence, thrilled by the glad news. Brethren, we have a message from another world, unknown and remote. It reads 1, 2, 3, Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla believed on the official record, so that's what this is saying, that he was being contacted by otherworldly beings. He believed these beings were from the planet Mars. He credited many of his inventions to the ability to materialize them completely in his mind. That's interesting. He described those visions as an intense flashing of light followed by moments of intense creativity and clarity. He was able to view the inventions before his eyes in a holographic detail. He was able to rotate these visions, take them apart piece by piece, every screw all in his mind. He knew exactly how he would build the models based on his visionary abilities. One of his greatest inventions was the rotating magnetic field, which came to him in a flash of intuition. Wow. So.
He definitely accessed more brain power than most.
Yes. And again, that's how he can be considered as a little bit odd.
Yeah.
He's fun to cover, though.
Yeah, that's a good topic.
Yeah.
I don't have any more.
So since we can't find any ghost stories, that maybe he'll come and haunt us tonight, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to do a little more research on that just for maybe just a ghost story. Couple, if we can find anything.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
I would love to.
I got 1,000 more quotes.
We'll save those.
Let's save those, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Or Nate, what do you think?
Very high level.
Well, I think we've definitely had our fill of this one, so I'm just going to call a wrap.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it.
Gonna coil it.
Wrap it in a coil.
Wrap it in a coil. Well, you heard Nate. All right, creepies. Well, thanks for listening to Middle Age Mini number 26. And until next time, we'll see you.
Later.
See you.